In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor surveys research and public engagement efforts related to bees.
Few of the environmental changes now taking place have the potential to affect human existence as much as the continuing apparent decline in insects that pollinate plants, a group that includes both wild bees and domesticated honeybees. Scientists at the University of Illinois have been busy working to understand the extent and causes of declines in bee populations to provide a foundation for acting to reverse them. The U of I lab, headed by entomologist Sidney Cameron, is cooperating with Lee Ellen Salter of the Illinois Natural History Survey and a team from the USDA Bee Lab in Logan, Utah, in an effort to understand the extent and causes of decline in several species of North American bumblebees. According to Cameron, the U.S. is just beginning to collect the quantitative data required to determine the extent and potential causes of population decline in some of its species. Over the past year, Cameron, Salter, and the Western team have compiled specimen records of more than 50,000 bumblebees from natural history museums in the West and Midwest, and they're initiating a similar effort in eastern states. The historical records allow them to compare current bumblebee distributions determined from their ongoing surveys with historical distributions established from the museum records. This effort will generate robust measures of the status of targeted species and the degree to which they have or have not declined over the last half century. Within the next year, they expect to complete their surveys of species distributions, along with extensive work on genetic diversity and pathogen prevalence across the U.S. in an effort to find out why some of our native bumblebees appear to be disappearing. May Barenbaum, head of the U of I Department of Entomology, has been among leaders of the international effort to understand colony collapse disorder, or CCD. This malady, which was first recognized in fall 2006, has caused large-scale losses of managed honeybees in Europe and North America. According to Barenbaum, although a definitive cause has not yet been pinpointed, investigators across the country have identified a wide range of stresses that may be contributing to losses, including extensive pesticide contamination of hives, pathogens new to the United States, and nutritional deficiencies associated with certain beekeeping practices. Barenbaum adds that U of I investigators have recently identified a possible genetic marker for the condition, which may be a useful tool for beekeepers in reducing colony losses. In addition to their scientific efforts, researchers at the U of I are also active in efforts to engage the public on the subject of bees and other pollinating insects. Coming up on April 4th, Professor of Entomology Gene Robinson and others will conduct a one-day course on bees and beekeeping. Participants in this course, whether they are beginners or advanced beekeepers, will learn about everything from bee biology to mite control, sting allergies, and queen rearing. As spring progresses, the public will be invited to check out the newly established Pollinatarium on the U of I campus in Urbana, which is billed as the first freestanding science center in the nation devoted to flowering plants and their pollinators. People are also invited to join the Bee Spotter Network, a web-based effort through which individuals are helping scientists establish baseline information about the numbers of bumblebees and wild honeybees in Illinois. More information about all three of these efforts is available through the University of Illinois Department of Entomology website.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the University of Illinois Environmental Council. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the U of I Office of Continuing Education.